USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, told Newsmax he understands the sentiment of many who oppose a judge's recent order to give unconditional release to the man who tried to kill the 40th president.
My father would be supporting exactly what's going on right now and not be worried, because we need to understand the Secret Service is going to know where John Hinckley is for the rest of his entire life. So I'm not better than my dad. I want to be more like my dad and have a loving heart and live the Lord's Prayer instead of just repeat it.
John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 1981 attempt on Reagan's life. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, said many of the provisions in the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill will reward American adversaries by increasing energy dependence on countries like China and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, pressing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on his record on financial regulation, said she wouldn't support him for a second term as head of the U.S. Central Bank, the highest profile Democrat with a say on his confirmation to come out against him.
Renominating you means gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
Powell's term expires in February, and Bloomberg News has reported that White House aides are considering recommending President Joe Biden keep him on the job. Dollar Tree, known for selling $1 items, will start testing higher price points in what it's calling a multi-price evolution driven by a combination of customer demand and inflation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Fleeing U.S. citizens and Afghan green card holders' flight is denied access to U.S. airports. The story from USA's Lance Pry.
A U.S.-bound charter plane carrying over 100 Afghan evacuees, including Americans, was being held Tuesday at a United Arab Emirates airport after its landing rights were revoked. Project Dynamo's Brian Stern says the flight departed Kabul Airport and got held up for over 14 hours at Abu Dhabi Airport with 117 people on board. That includes 59 children. Stern said the plan was to transfer the passengers to another plane destined for JFK International Airport in Queens, New York. That's when things went south. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency switched their clearance to Dulles International Airport outside Washington and then revoked landing rights anywhere in the United States. The Department of Homeland Security has not responded to reporters' questions. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Google-owned YouTube announced Wednesday it will ban all harmful vaccine content from its platform, including claims that vaccines are ineffective at reducing transmission of disease, prompting concerns that the firm will escalate censorship of dissenting viewpoints. Russian state-backed broadcaster RT's German language channels were also deleted from YouTube, the broadcaster announced. YouTube told Reuters that the channels violated its COVID-19 policies, while Russian officials threatened to block YouTube. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.